music. And we're going to start the show off by celebrating the birth date of Chick Corea. Armando Anthony Corea is his birth name, but of course everybody knows him as Chick. June 12th, a few days ago, was his birthday, his 75th birthday. I guess that's a landmark age. And we're going to begin by a tune that I think may be his most famous composition and perhaps put him in the limelight in the jazz world in a lot of people's minds. This is Spain from Light as a Feather, Chick Corea. Chick Corea, Light as a Feather, is the name of the album, an album that really was one of those albums that really catapulted me into loving jazz music, an album that means a lot to me, had a lot to do with my wife and I getting together, and has such great memories Chick Corea and Return to Forever, Light as a Feather. And you heard perhaps his most famous composition, Spain, one that has been covered by many, many bands and high school big bands and lots of different ensembles. Spain from Chick Corea. The album was released back in 1973 and features, besides Chick Corea on piano, Joe Farrell on flute on that one. He also plays tenor sax on that album. Stanley Clark on bass, Erto Moriera on drums, and on some tracks, Flora Purim on vocals and percussion. Yeah. And we are celebrating Chick Corea's birthday, his 75th birthday. And we're going to continue on with this Chick Corea tribute from a trio album that he did with Christian McBride and Brian Blades. And the name of this track is Fingerprints.
Thank you.
Yes, Chick Corea with Return to Forever. The name of the album is Romantic Warrior. And we heard the track Sorceress, a Lenny White composition. And on that album, the core of Return to Forever, at that time, the electric band is Aldi Meola on electric guitars, Chick Corea on acoustic and Fender Rhodes piano, and lots of different synthesizers. Stanley Clark on bass and Lenny White on drums. The Sorceress from Chick Corea's Romantic Warrior. Before that, we heard from a 3-CD triple set that Chick Corea released back in 2014. And the name of the album is Trilogy, where he is with a trio of Chick Corea on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And from that one, we heard Fingerprints, written on the changes of Footprints, which Chick Corea played on with Miles Davis back in the, I guess that's back in the late 60s or perhaps 1970. But this is from 2014, as I said, from the Trilogy album. We're celebrating Chick Corea's birthday. Hope you like that tribute to the great pianist. We're going to continue on now. We went, and Chick Corea is 75 years old. We're going to go with, I believe he's about 27 years old, Christian Sands. And he did a little tribute to Chick Corea by reinventing Chick's composition, Armando's Rumba. Changed it around a little bit and calls it Armando's Song. This is Christian Sands. That's Billy Childs, brand new album from him entitled Rebirth. Billy Childs, great pianist, writer, and arranger as well. And that was a composition called The Starry Night from Billy Childs' latest album. And that one has on it Billy Childs on piano, Steve Wilson on soprano saxophone on that one. Steve Wilson is showing up on just about everybody's albums these days. Very much in demand saxophone player, plays alto and soprano on this album. Hans Gluwischnig on bass and Eric Harland on drums. That is a great quintet. Yes, before that we heard from another pianist, a young player on the scene with some Connecticut roots. His name is Christian Sands. We heard two tracks from his latest album, and that album's called Reach. And we heard Use Me from Christian Sands' Reach. That one has Christian Sands on piano, Marcus Baylor on drums, Yasushi Nakamura on bass. On guitar, Gilad Hexelman doing the great guitar work on that. Christian McBride on bass on that track. Yes, from Christian Sands. Young piano player, I believe born in New Haven and raised in Orange, Connecticut as well. Let's see, we heard two tracks from that. We, as I said, the last one you heard was Use Me, and we started out that set with his tribute to Chick Corea, his riff on Armando's Rumba, but he calls this one Armando's Song from Christian Sands. All right, time's now almost 10 o'clock. It's 9:58 here on WWUH. My name's Ken. We're going to continue on with some more music. Let's see. We're going to play one more from Billy Childs, but from another album he did. The album is called A Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nyro. We're going to hear his version of And When I Die.
One child born in the world. Been needing your love. Hear me pleading, love. My heart is bleeding. Take me back where I belong. I know folks are saying from you I've been straying, but still I keep praying. Take me back where I belong. Of me, why can't you see? Let bygones be. Take me back where I belong. Don't be hesitating. Too long I've been waiting.
Vocal tracks there we just heard from Gregory Porter from his album Liquid Spirit, and we heard Lonesome Lover. Before that, we heard from Billy Childs from an album he did in tribute to Laura Nyro covering a whole bunch of great Laura Nyro compositions. The name of the album is Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nyro from Billy Childs. And we heard her composition, Laura Nyro's composition, that is, And When I Die, kind of a different sound for Billy Childs there, kind of like a little bit of a country sound to that. And we heard the track And When I Die, featuring Alison Krauss. That song made popular by Blood, Sweat, and Tears back in the 70s.